Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve at 10 in the morning now, 7:46 here on this Wednesday. Three big things.
Three.
National Fire Prevention Week. Plan and practice your escape in an emergency.
Two.
House committees and White House tussle over impeachment inquiry witnesses.
One.
Wichita City Council moves forward on key projects, including Union Station and the new stadium. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have an injury traffic accident at 29th and Oliver, 29th North and Oliver. So watch for a slowdown there. Also, we've still got the road closed, Kellogg eastbound between 119th and Mays Road after a fatal traffic accident earlier this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 60. Thursday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 67. Now we have showers and thunder in the area. Southeast wind at 15 miles per hour and 56 degrees. Yeah, what do you got?
I've got something breaking in traffic. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Looks like 21st Street North and Amadon, vehicle versus pedestrian. Ooh. So we've got an injury accident there. Again, that's 21st and Amadon.
All right. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have Facebook comments on the Steve and Ted poll question. At what age should people stop trick-or-treating? And Cindy says, when they are able to buy their own candy and hand it out themselves, or 18. It would keep younger kids from having their candy stolen, teens out of trouble when people are out and about, etc. And Stacy says, I'm always happy to see teenagers show up. Let them enjoy the last little bits of youth. And that's our poll question today. At what age should people stop trick-or-treating? Never, 20%. 15, 24%. 12, 56%. So there you go. You can take advantage of the poll and be a part of it at our webpage, knssradio.com. And I've seen some pretty big kids come to the door.
Yeah, I think I disagree with that.
What do you think? What's your thoughts?
I think once you're a teenager, it's time to wrap it up.
To move on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll tell you what, I remember at Halloween when I was a youngster, and we just turned too old, you know, and we were about, I don't know, 14, 15 years old. But out in West Link at the old 4-H building where that Schofield Pontiac is out there now, Schofield Honda is now, they had this thing called the 4-H building, huge building for events. And I remember going there, and they had a big Halloween party there. KWBB Radio had a Halloween. There was a guy there that looked like Frankenstein. It was 7 feet tall. Just a few short years later, not only would I work for KWBB Radio, but I would work with that guy. His name was Dick Schmidt, and he was 6'10". So that's the Halloween when we got too old to trick-or-treat out on the west side. And we were never arrested for anything.
The thing about, you know, you open the door and there's a little 5-year-old kid there, and that's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they don't even know what to say anymore. They don't.
Then if there's about a 10-year-old, okay, that's fine too. And then you get, you know, the 15-year-olds, and you open the door and you're like, oh, really?
Come on.
Trick or treat.
Their voice is deeper than mine is. Like, come on.
Yeah. Okay. American Airlines pushing back the expected return of its Boeing 737 MAX jets into next year. The airline said today it expects to slowly bring the plane back into schedule starting January 16th. You know, make sure that everything's okay before they do that. Fort Worth-based American says it will drop about 140 flights per day until mid-January because of the grounding. That's really had an impact, hasn't it? Stocks ended lower on Wall Street Tuesday as tensions ratchet up again between the U.S. and China, just before the two sides are set to meet again to discuss trade. Technology companies and banks took the worst of the losses. The Dow lost 313 points. The S&P fell 45 points. The NASDAQ lost 132 points.
Yeah, great.
751, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for our Bill Roy, editor of Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk a little bit about Boeing sales this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Boeing has been able to break the 737 MAX sales drought. The company reported that it sold a private variant of the MAX to an undisclosed customer. The order comes as Boeing continues, obviously, to deal with worldwide grounding of the 737 MAX. After a pair of crashes, Boeing in June announced that they had an order for 200 of the airplanes, but that order from the International Airlines Group has not yet been finalized. The Wichita City Council took votes Tuesday that allow some projects to move forward. Council approved the expansion of the Union Station tax increment financing district. Also, the construction of a $4 million office and warehouse facility in southwest Wichita advances. And they approved an amendment to the Delano Catalyst Site Community Improvement District. Are the homes in your area providing a good return on investment? Well, the Business Journal has put together numbers that show the Wichita area zip codes for homes with the greatest return on investment. It's not a list of the most expensive homes in the area. It tracks home values from 2009 to August of this year. The numbers are on the WBJ website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I don't know if you were listening a few minutes ago. Ted and I got into a discussion about full-service service stations, gasoline stations.
You bet. You bet.
That Vickers Petroleum Station down in Hayesville has now been declared. It's a National Historic Register. And yep. You were a kid growing up in basically Overland Park, wasn't it?
Right.
Obviously you had stations like that in your area, right?
Yeah, we had a couple of Vickers stations in Overland Park, about 83rd and Metcalf around that area.
Were they shaped like the one that down in Hayesville? Well, they got that.
Yes, they had big awning.
Unique. Up here,
yeah, hard to describe.
Almost like a spaceship coming through there.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So just wanted to make sure you knew about service stations.
You bet. The Vickers stations.
And when full service things were, you know. Today is National Stop Bullying Day. So I want you to make an effort today, Bill, to not bully those employees of yours and treat them nasty, you know.
It's an important topic, that's for sure.
Well, it is.
Kids,
it's a serious topic, and I'll tell you what, a lot of kids were bullied when we were growing up. I don't know if you ever were. I can think of one instance where I was sort of bullied by a guy, and I just kind of laughed him off, and I didn't get hurt or beat up or anything. Ted, you ever been bullied?
Yeah, too? Yeah. I was kind of one of the bigger kids, and so they wanted to. There were some kids that wanted to test me out and see how tough I was, and and I wasn't really a fighter, so we just kind of pushed around. But yeah, the kids pick on kids. That's for sure.
That's true. We don't like to see that. Ted, any bullying stories you want to tell?
Not really.
Okay,
I got picked on a couple times, but I think that. You deal with it.
Usually I could just deflate something like that with my humor.
You deal with it and you try to move on.
And then, the kids today, and it gets pretty serious sometimes. And so we're going to encourage people to stop bullying today. All right. Thank you, guys. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We'll have the latest on the impeachment inquiry. Ted has sports.
Yeah, we'll take a look at some very crucial baseball postseason action. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
And entertainment news. The Blur is on the way, too, right?
All the entertainment news you need from music, TV, movies, birthdays. It's all coming up in The Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather coming up with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!